Hello, my name is Jose, and I'm your Adobe Youth Voices podcast host for this episode of CMYK, short for Changemaking Youth Culture. And today, the designers who've joined us are Andres Escalante, Salvador Oseguera, and Caleb Ornelas.
Thanks for having us, Jose.
Oh, thank you.
Pleasure to be a part of today's podcast.
No, thank you all for joining me on this fine day. Now, lately, I've encountered tons of problems that have been dealing with cyberbullying. This particular type of bullying is centered around the facts of harassing, threatening, or intimidating someone through the use of cell phones, instant messaging, email, chat rooms, or social networking sites such as Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and etc. Cyberbullying is a problem that affects many adolescents worldwide, and it will continue to persist if people don't take a stand. So, what are your thoughts on cyberbullying?
So, I recently looked into cyberbullying, and what I had become aware of was that 25% of teenagers have reported that they've experienced repeated cyberbullying via their cell phone or on the internet.
Just a few days ago, my group and I had to come up with a tagline for a design that could hook our audience. Now, this process wasn't easy, but we came up with something we thought could impact others and thought tagline being, "Talk before it gets around the block." This tagline essentially means that anyone who has been a victim of cyberbullying should speak up about the problem they are facing, which in turn will lead to the problem no longer intensifying because that person chose to take a stand, which is where the before it gets on the block portion of our tagline is inducted.
Cyberbullying is a problem that many adolescents will continue to face and that will continue to escalate unless they choose to step up for themselves and bring an end to the wrongdoings of others. With that being said, if you or anyone you know is facing this problem, then don't do it alone. There are many trustworthy people out there, from parents to teachers or a friend. Don't let this problem persist. Instead, of go out there and help yourself if you're dealing with this problem, or lend a hand to someone who is too scared to do it by themselves.
Okay, so earlier, Andres, you mentioned something about a tagline for your design. What did you mean by that, and how does the design represent your concern for cyberbullying?
Well, for my design, I drew a computer screen with text which reads, "Stop the cyberbullying, think about what you're doing to others' feelings," which means think before you do, which in turn may lead to cyberbullying being a controllable problem. And the font I used was Phosphate, and it belongs in the sans serif typeface category.
For my design, I made an iPhone that meant that many people have been having problems with cyberbullying on their phones and have been getting cyberbullied. I also drew a computer on the screen, and it said, "Stop cyberbullying." The typeface I used was Helvetica, and the category is to the sans serifs.
My design was actually quite a hassle, since I only had 2 days to finish. But in the end, I love the way it came out and the message that would be received by the audience. My design in itself is two phones and a computer monitor with arms and legs. Now, since our tagline is "Talk before it gets around the block," I didn't just want to design something with just the monitor and phones themselves. I wanted a bit more detail, so essentially my design and the tagline both made sense when you looked at them, which adds more emotion into the design. And throughout the design, I used a sans serif typeface.
Well, thanks for listening to CMYK, a podcast of Adobe Youth Voices. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram, AYV with us, and at hashtag CMYK. Bye.